Joining us now, our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County, as Moody's has now downgraded our bond rating from AAA to AA1. Now, this was something, Nino, that they warned about last year.
Sean, Bruce, good morning.
Morning, Sean.
And what can you say? And this is so important. Let's just remember the situation that Governor Morris got us in here. Remember, and the Democrat majority, $3 billion deficit last year, record tax increases, budget deficit to $6 billion by 2030. Now we lose our AAA bond rating. This is a disaster. And let me make this point. See, we talk about it all the time. There are a lot of problems in the state of Maryland, but not all of us are going to encounter a situation like Rachel Martin with illegal aliens, which it is a serious problem. We're not all going to be carjacked by a thug in Baltimore City, which is obviously crime is a serious problem. But we are all going to pay these historic tax increases, and we're all going to suffer the economic impact and live in this era of drastic irresponsibility. That's what's happening right now. I'm calling this the season of irresponsibility of Governor Moore. And let's look at the facts. Maryland experienced its greatest financial calamity in decades yesterday when we lost our AAA bond rating. This, I believe, is the first time. This decision by Moody's ends more than three decades when we had the highest bond rating in all three agencies. That's Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch. But when it comes to Moody's, guys, this coveted AAA bond rating, the first time we've lost it since 1973, over half a century. This decision, this is 4 years of what happened after President Biden, 3 years of Governor Moore and the supermajority in the legislature, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I mean, the key point is that for 3 years, the Democrats have had total control, governor, the both houses, the governor, the state legislature, total control of these committees and total control of the Board of Public Works, and it has been a disaster. Remember, Governor Hogan, he left us with the Democrat supermajority with a $5 billion surplus. Remember that.
And a AAA rating.
We had $3 billion in the rainy day fund and a $2.5 billion structural surplus. And what happened? The very first thing Governor Moore and the Democrats did was they went on a spending rampage. They raided the rainy day fund. They blew through the surplus. And if I recall, the first thing Governor Moore did, the very first thing, I think it was somewhere around $69 million that Hogan withheld to provide abortion care. He went on such a spending spree that he said, nope, we're going to take 60-some million dollars and spend it on abortion. His very first move, and unfortunately, it's been followed up by terrible decision after terrible decision with him, the governor, and the Democrat supermajority. What an absolute disaster.
Yeah, Nino, you must be mistaken on one thing, though, and that is that all the Democrats say very clearly that this is Donald Trump's fault, so they must be right.
Yeah, well, here's what their statement, Ray. This is from Wes Moore, Aruna Miller, Derek Davis, Brooke Learman, Adrian Jones, and Bill Ferguson. Quote, to put it bluntly, this is a Trump downgrade, end of quote. So
yeah.
We'll get your thoughts on the reaction to that, Nino, and just our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione. We're talking about Moody's has now downgraded our bond rating from AAA to AA1, first time in three decades, as you just heard Delegate Mangione say. The joint statement released by the Democrats blame it on Trump, saying he has wreaked havoc on the region with his federal funding and cuts. But let me ask you this, Nino. The Democrats knew who won the election on November 5th. They had 2 months to plan for the general insane asylum session. They then had 90 days to do, to sort of Trump-proof the state.
Yeah.
And look, I agree with what President Trump has done because we have to get our national debt and our deficits under control. Government is way too big. And what did the Democrats do? Instead of doing fiscal responsibility, they doubled down. They passed the largest tax increase in history. They squander surplus, run it into a deficit. They won't abandon the red line, the Climate Control Act of 2022, and all their spending. They chase businesses out with a tech tax. They're chasing retirees out of the state. You know, you do the exact opposite when you're trying to basically cushion against these kind of federal jobs cuts and losses. But they did the inverse. They are completely out of their minds.
Sean, you are absolutely correct. Unfortunately, they're the reason my whole life, and I'm sure most of your life, you've heard people's dissatisfaction and why they despise politicians. Because this is what happened. The Democrats, the governor, they spent recklessly. They've raised the fees, like you said. They've raised taxes. They completely ignored. This is very important. They completely ignored the advice from our state budget analysts. These are experts. These are brilliant financial minds. And we pay them, the taxpayers pay them a lot of money. These are nonpartisan people that predict how our budget's going to end up if you spend this or don't spend that. And they completely ignored them for years, saying we were heading down the wrong path here. Our credit providers like Moody's, before Donald Trump took office, well before, last year, they were warning, they ignored that. They were saying this for at least a year before Trump took office, and our financial people in the state of Maryland have been saying this for years. The simple fact of the matter is more in the Democrat supermajority. They tax and spend. That is their agenda from day one. They lost any restraint or judgment. Now Maryland's paying the price. And let's be clear, Biden was the president during this time of reckless spending, disregarding, again, the warnings of our budget analysts. It wasn't Trump. This Democrat rage to this financial disaster was all implemented during the Biden administration. The Biden administration, Kerwin was not passed during Trump. That was passed years ago. This is an absolute shame on them for trying to pass this buck. This budget disaster, I'm going to say it's a nationwide embarrassment. It's the result, really, of turning our state, you just hit it, over to these progressives, these social activists, lacking common sense, lacking any business experience, no basic understanding, really, of the function of government. It's not just to spend money and raise taxes. The simple fact, really, guys, Governor Moore, the Democrats, their budgets rely on bringing in more money from us, the taxpayers, through higher taxes and fees. That's why they thought it was okay. All right, we have a budget deficit. Let's just raise taxes and fees. They have no restraint, no common sense, and worse, they will not listen to the experts that the state hired. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump, and shame on them for even trying to bring him into this discussion.
Well, we talk about the Californification of Maryland, but let me take it a step further. Apparently, there's a brand new, very conservative voice in California that has an awful lot of people out there very interested. This individual is now saying he is shocked, I am tell you, at the number of homeless that are all over the streets in major urban areas in that state, and at the profligate spending that's taking place. What's this guy's name again? Oh, yeah, he's the governor of the state, Newsom something or another. Maybe there's a new conservative heading our way. We'll be named Wes Moresom.
Well, yes, let's hope so. But I think the time—I just don't know if these people know how to turn the bus around or the train. They'll continue to run it right off the cliff. And I think for a lot of people, I mean, when they need to really understand the significance of this, of what happened yesterday with this bond credit downgrade. I mean, you're talking about increased borrowing costs, and the state of Maryland is a very high borrowing state. I mean, the most immediate impact of this lower bond rating is we're going to face higher interest rates when we borrow money by selling these bonds. And these bonds, for everybody listening, I mean, they are how we pay for lots of our infrastructure, like roads, bridges, and the Democrats love the transit system, education with schools, building new schools. I mean, I know in my district, there's always talk surrounding my district about building the new Delaney High School, for example, public safety, building hospitals, police, prison, whatever. These environmental projects, everything, a lot of it is based on borrowing. And these higher interest rates mean the state will spend more money to service its debt over the life of these bonds. So ultimately, who's paying for this?
Yeah, well, it's going to be us. But here's the thing. There's about a minute left. Since you're right, since we're higher interest rates, we have to pay it back higher rate on these bonds. So that's going to blow the budget, right? So the money's already been budgeted, so now they got to pay back at a higher rate. And then if there are any more economic downturn or loss, we don't know with one big beautiful bill that's not out yet. When it does come out, Maryland could lose $1 billion in Medicaid funding based on the fact that you got a bunch of able-bodied men on Medicaid. So do you see a special session in the near future, Delegate?
I don't know about that, Sean, but I will say, I don't know if I can see this, but what should happen is that the governor should be defeated for his reelection. President Ferguson and Speaker Jones need to be replaced. They bear a significant amount of responsibility here. We need sound, experienced, moderate Democrats to run in primaries. I mean, Republicans need to govern like Republicans. Voters need to support Republican candidates. I mean, this, what is the next straw until people wake up and say that we cannot go in this direction? People have told me, don't spend money on politics. Well, people need to get involved. I mean, we need people to make donations to help Republicans put up yard signs. I cannot believe what I've seen happen in just the last 3 years of Governor Moore.
Yeah. Very good. Delegate Nino Mangione on our Newsmaker Hotline. Nino, we'll talk to you again shortly. Appreciate that.